the three words kids hate to hear, back to school, and maybe the two words that parents hate to hear, school supplies. And if you are a parent, you know this, school budgets are shrinking, supplies ain't cheap, and can be even tougher if you're in a low-income family. And Winnipegger Christine Stacy knows this all too well as she reached out for some support and found out it wasn't much, so she decided to do something about it. We talked to her. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Christine is out right now, actually, trying to get supplies for backpacks.
Yeah, I'm picking up more. I'm just trying to get it all organized. I'm heading out, and it's a lot.
It's a lot because of the response to your Facebook post.
Put out a Facebook post probably last Friday there, looking for donations if people could donate their kids' backpacks, you know, from last year, and pencil cases and lunch bags. And then I said that, like, it takes a village to raise children, so sometimes it takes a village to come together as a community and do things like this. Because what I actually did was I phoned the Salvation Army last Thursday and asked if they were doing the backpack drive that I wanted to get for my daughters.
Right.
And they said, no, unfortunately, it's been discontinued. And I kind of felt like, oh, well, these kids are going to need backpacks along with my kids, so how can I help? And I figured, you know what? I'm going to put a post out there and see how far I could get. I wanted to originally make 10 backpacks for people here in my community.
Okay.
But with me putting out this Facebook post, I've got a generous amount. Like, I can do 60 backpacks now.
Did they say any reason why they quit the program? Did they say to you, or they just...
Yeah, they didn't get enough funding. And then there was too many people using the resource that just didn't need, I guess. And, you know, wrecking it kind of for other people. But, I mean, we're all in a tight situation.
It's
if you
true.
Need the help, I'm willing to help,
oh.
You know, so. And, like, I've come from low income myself, and I learned one thing, like, you know, as well from my mom, that she had four kids. She was a single mom, and when we all wanted brand new backpacks, she couldn't buy it all for us.
Yeah.
So I figured this year I wanted to buy my kids new backpacks, but I couldn't. I'm low income, so that's why I was reaching out for donations, and I got a generous amount.
So are you continuing to look for more backpacks?
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to get my first load done and out this weekend, and I'm still collecting more. As much as, you know, the community wants to give, I'll keep going.
So how can we help you out then, Christine?
What I'm looking for mostly is supplies, you know, like crayons, erasers, just like pencils, you know, like the necessities.
Now, we looking for gently used and obviously new supplies?
Anything people could spare, really. Like, I had one lady that said she was going to go out and buy some. And I said, well, if you want to buy, sure, go ahead. And I would appreciate that. Whatever you can do.
Well, Christine, thanks for what you're doing for the community. I'll make sure I blog all this, your links and everything, so we can try and get you some more supplies to fill more backpacks.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And thanks for everyone, you know, for coming together as a community to actually help make this happen.